Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel again, and I'm commenting on Tulip Siddiq, who tendered her resignation just yesterday. She was economic secretary to the Treasury City Minister. So the cabinet of the United Kingdom, the 23 cabinet ministers, including the Prime Minister, sometimes a few more attend. Only 23 are actually got that secretary of state status and that full salary. Beneath each Secretary of State, there are three or sometimes four Ministers of State. So they serve just below that, and they don't attend cabinet. So, you know, almost 100 ministers between cabinet ministers and junior ministers. So Tulip Siddiq, she resigned over various allegations of unethical behavior because her aunt, Sheikh Hasina, was until a few months ago Prime Minister of Bangladesh and ruled with an iron hand, misused the intelligence services to murder, to disappear her political opponents, and so on. So, and Ms. Siddiq, she repeatedly publicly defended her aunt's record, despite everybody knew that there were wide-scale and gross human rights abuses perpetrated by her aunt. Now, none of her aunt's crimes are Tulip Siddiq's fault. But if you publicly advocate for that, then yes, you are inculpated as well. So since last month, Bangladesh's Anti-Corruption Commission said they're investigating Ms. Siddiq in relation to the disappearance of something like £4 billion from infrastructure projects. £4 billion. Now, that's a staggering sum of money for Bangladesh. That might be easily sort of like 1% of maybe 10% of their GDP. Now, nothing been proven. Maybe she's innocent as a lamb. Even if Ms. Siddiq did steal some public money, I would guess it would be a small fraction of that, and so on. So there are also allegations she was connected to the Russian state in regard to some nuclear infrastructure plan and blah, blah, blah. So all looking very bad for her. So she had close links to various Awami League politicians. Awami League, that was the party of Sheikh Hasina, which ruled Bangladesh on and off since its independence in 1971. Awam meaning people in the Bengali language. So she used to get free tickets worth hundreds of pounds to high-profile cricket matches over the last few years. She'd also made lies of omission in not declaring income for record property. Now, the Parliamentary Commissioner for Standards say this was inadvertence, so it goes on. So she definitely had connections to the Bangladeshi Awami League. Now, there's no guilt by association. Just because her aunt is a bad person, that doesn't reflect any discredit on Ms. Siddiq. But if Ms. Siddiq goes into bat for her aunt, then it does, and so on. So she's had Awami League members campaign for her in a Hampstead and Kilburn constituency. And there are loads more things like that. She was living in a house which is owned by an Awami League donor in the United Kingdom and so on. There's some speculation that she lived there rent-free. It was a bung. I mean, there's no such thing as a free lunch. A disinterested gift in Bangladeshi political culture is unknown. And even Ms. Siddiq realised it was murky, which is why she reported herself to the ministerial standards watchdog, and on and on. Okay, she has addressed the Centre for Research Information, which is really just ginger group for the Awami League and Sheikh Hasina. So she's got links going back years to the Awami League and so on. So so none of this will come as a surprise to anyone in the Westminster Village. So why on earth did Sir Keir Starmer appoint her to a high office? Now, Sir Keir does not have the excuse of stupidity. I suppose it's racism, saying, well, we've got to have someone from the British Bangladeshi community in high level, so, you know, we'll discriminate against other ethnic groups just to promote her, just to sort of grub for votes. People who vote on a racist basis, well, this person is part of my ethnicity. I mean, I wouldn't care if another white never served in the UK government again. I'm Irish. I don't care. If, are there any people of Irish stock in the cabinet of the United Kingdom? I don't know. I don't care. I mean, okay, sometimes I jubilate it when there are, but perhaps I shouldn't do. So anyway, Miss Sadiq, how old is she? 43, thereabouts. She's born in the United Kingdom to two parents who were originally from Bangladesh, or East Pakistan, as it was called in the old days. So her dad was an academic. So she went to school in Dhaka for a while, and indeed in the United Kingdom, an independent school. Some of the UK's better universities, University College London and King's College London. She's got two master's degrees, so 3 degrees overall. So she's a highly educated lady. And she's, I suppose, what you might call an aristocrat in Bangladeshi terms. Her grandfather, Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, having been the founding father of Bangladesh and the one who established the Awami League. And then he was overthrown and murdered in a military coup. So Sheikh Hasina and indeed Tulip Sadiq's mother only survived because they happened to be abroad at the time. So she grew up in a Labour supporting household. Most people of her ethnic group in the United Kingdom tend to be Labour supporters, partly because they're very urban. They're often working class, though she's sort of upper middle class. What else? And the Muslim community in those days was overwhelmingly pro-Labour. It's still mostly pro-Labour, but not like sort of 90% as it would have been in the 1990s. So she was elected to Parliament just a few years ago. Well, quite a few years ago, 2015, after the veteran Labour MP and actress Glenda Jackson stood aside, having previously been a councillor for Regent's Park in Camden, London Borough Council. So he didn't have a particularly distinguished parliamentary career up until now. So known to have been very offensive to journalists who asked her some worthwhile questions about her dodgy activities. So this is it. And bizarrely, she resigned only 24 hours after the Prime Minister said he was giving her full backing. So that's now the kiss of death. So that's two Labour ministers who've resigned in disgrace. Now, every government has a few, and the Conservative Unionist Party had more than its fair share, especially in the Boris Johnson years. So she shan't be the last one to resign in disgrace. Will she be exonerated? Will she return to high rank? I mean, I don't see it happening anytime soon. Labour's got a huge parliamentary party, many people who are eager for promotion, and perhaps Labour will look a bit more carefully into the background of the people it promotes. She was a lamentable choice. So what's good about her? I mean, she's an excellent example of a Muslim person in the United Kingdom who's very well integrated. As it happened, she's married to someone from a white Christian background. It'd be just as laudable if she's married to someone who was Muslim or practicing Muslim, somebody who's non-white as well. But anyway, more mixed race people have, we have, the less racialism we would have as well. So she's definitely not anti-Semitic. She's obviously denounced anti-Jewish prejudice. So that's one of the few things I can say in her defense. But Tulip Sadiq, otherwise, what a scumbag.